renewal process, they've been replaced and the hard drives physically destroyed because they were White House computers, so they weren't put on the on eBay as a used system. They were destroyed. All gone. And so if that's not bad enough, there's also evidence that senior Bush administration officials have taken to using the non-government accounts, which we've talked about, to pass their emails outside of the White House system, just in case maybe the Kludge Together archive system might be working that day. Just in case, we'll send the really bad stuff on an outside of the White House system. The Republican National Committee has a policy of deleting emails after 30 days. This is the account that the mails were sent on. And, of course, the administration is stonewalling. The parties of both sides, inside and out government, are pressuring the Bush administration to restore those emails, but they cannot be restored. And to implement a real archival system like the one that existed during the Clinton years, but ain't going to happen during this administration. Lord have mercy. Let's see. Anyway, enough of that. There's only so much of this administration to take on any given night. And I'm just here, I want to tell you this little story. And by the way, we're going to do a gay bar across the street segment. Tonight is Mr. Jerry Bonham. We'll be running him at some point shortly after 10:30. He's doing a black party. Great job. Jerry Bonham is always a great... He's at jerrybonham.com, J-E-R-R-Y-B-O-N-H-A-M. But I want to tell you this story first. This is from Pam's house blend. It's priceless, the way she put it. The beginning starts with the actual news report, I believe it's the Associated Press. A medical examiner must change her autopsy findings to delete any reference that stun guns contributed to the deaths of three people involved in confrontations with law enforcement officials. A judge ruled. Friday's decision was a victory for Taser International, which had challenged rulings by the Summit County Medical Examiner, Lisa Kohler, including a case in which five sheriff's deputies are charged in the death of a jail inmate who was restrained by the wrists and ankles. And even though he was restrained by the wrists and ankles, he was hit with pepper spray and stun gun. The medical examiner Kohler ruled that the 2006 death of Mark McCullough, Jr., who was only 28 years old, was a homicide and that he died from asphyxiation due to the combined effects of chemical, mechanical, and electrical restraint. Last time I checked, you have to go to med school to become a coroner. This is a trained medical person. This is not somebody they picked up from the Greyhound station. Well, the judge, Ted Schneiderman, doesn't say Republican here, but I'm sure we can put the R after his name. He's a visiting judge, by the way, visiting Judge Ted Schneiderman, said in his ruling that there were no expert evidences, or has, there was no expert evidence to indicate that taser devices impaired Mr. McCullough's respiration, the 28-year-old. No expert evidence. Gee, you'd think med school would qualify you to do your job as an examiner, but the judge says it's more likely that the death was due to a fatal cardiac arrhythmia brought on by severe heart disease. Well, you know, fatal cardiac arrhythmias brought on by severe heart disease is rampant in 28-year-old men. You know, it's happening all the time. I'm so concerned. I'm glad I'm not 28 anymore. I might fall over dead with a fatal cardiac arrhythmia brought on by severe heart disease. No, the judge says it was not the combined effects of chemical, mechanical, and electrical restraint. Now, the judge, Schneiderman, ordered the medical examiner, Kohler, to rule that McCullough's death was undetermined. We just can't figure out why. See, the judge offers that it was likely a fatal cardiac arrhythmia brought on by severe heart disease. The coroner's already said it's the combined effects of chemical, mechanical, electrical restraint, but the judge now has said that the coroner must rule that the death is undetermined. No doubt the judge has stock in Taser International, and to delete any references from the medical report to homicide. The judge said that references to stun guns contributing to the deaths of two other men also must be deleted from autopsy findings. This is a Dennis Hyde who is only 30 years old. He died after a confrontation with Akron police. And a Richard Holcomb, only 18. You know, it's that severe fatal cardiac arrhythmia that'll get you when you're 18 and 30 and 28. He died the same year. Richard Holcomb, 18, died the same year after being hit with a stun gun by a police officer in a suburban Springfield township. Now, the judge also said, referring to stun guns contributing to deaths, here we go. And this is what Pam said. This was the wonderful insight that Pam Spaulding had. She says, I don't know why anyone bothers to amass a mountain of student loan debts and to work hard and to study hard and go to medical school and forensic school and become a medical examiner when all you need is a judge's robe to so that you know how people die in police custody. Way to go, Pam. Pam also says the guy died of a heart attack. Those 50,000 volts coursing through his body had absolutely no effect on a pepper-sprayed, fully restrained young man with coronary disease. Anyway, Pam, that was a great insight. Great sight. That's Pam's house blend. We're getting close to the time we're going to start the gay bar across the street. You're probably tired of hearing me ramble on about backup tapes and Lotus Notes and Microsoft Exchange and ministers and what a sordid little, awful, nasty little sordid evening this has been. I hate those people. Can't take them. So let's have a little fun. And as again, it is Mr. Jerry Bonham, who is he was a fellow who played at Trox's 30th anniversary. He's been on the show. His site is Jerry Bonham, BONHAM.com, and he is running the gay bar across the street this evening. So as we gather up our little coats and our umbrellas and our pocketbooks and our boas, and as we wander across the street to the little gay bar, we're going to have a good time.
Across the alley was the Paradise Dance Hall. Evenings in spring, they'd open all the doors and windows, and the music would come outside. Sometimes they'd turn out all the lights except for a large glass sphere that hung from the ceiling. It would turn slowly about and filter the dusk with delicate rainbow colors.
Thank you, Jerry Bonham. That absolutely fabulous mix from a Black Party. Jerry Bonham, of course, has been a guest on this show, and we certainly enjoyed that. Jerry, we'd like to have you back another time. And you can find out all about Jerry Bonham and his music at jerrybonham.com. That's J-E-R-R-Y-B-O-N-A-M, jerrybonham.com. Thank you, Jerry. I want to remind you that tomorrow evening we have a very special guest. Tomorrow evening we'll have Jim Burraway. He's the editor of Box Turtle Bulletin. It is a website devoted to analyzing the statements and scientific claims of ex-gay and anti-gay organizations. That is a site that I make heavy use of because of their incredible detail and depth. The man never ceases to amaze me. It'll be a great guest. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Please join us tomorrow evening. He will be joining us at 9:30 tomorrow. Of course, the show will start at its regular time at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and he will be joining us at 9:30. And that's Jim Burraway. I wanted to have him on the show for quite a while. I need to tell you that, yes, in fact, there will be a horn section this evening. It will be myself and Mr. John Fox from Australia. Yes, he is indeed upside down and broadcasting over the Internet, an amazing feat. Also, Bob Kincaid will be along with myself and John Fox. So we're looking forward to another evening. And then after that, the programming continues with John Fox's show, All Foxed Up, following the horn section. I've enjoyed being with you this evening, being here with you, and thank you for joining me. And see you again tomorrow night for the interview with Jim Burraway. Here's Cynthia Manley reminding you, too.
Musician. The best music happens when the sheet music gets put aside and the gang just sits down and jams. Same thing here on The Horn. America's best liberal talk hosts free-forming together for an hour a night. Welcome to The Horn Section.